News.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Let's take a CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls, starting things out with Jim in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Look, here's the deal. You know, I've been trying to say this for a while. Here's the problem with the Patriot movement. And we got to quit looking at independence. I know Alex and all of these other people want to push his independence. They can't win. You've got to take somebody that's an independent and run them as a Democrat or Republican. We're doing that.
They tried that with Ron Paul.
We did that with Ron Paul in
effect. I know that. I'm doing it right here in Michigan 7th District with Sharon Rainier.
I've got to support you in that. I think that that's on a local level that likely you'll have some success.
And we're going to win. She's already been on the ballot a couple times as a Democrat, and then she met me and found out that, you know, wow, holy cow, there's a whole bunch of patriots that support her.
It seems to work well here I'm no fan of politics. I'm fairly apolitical, right. but that particular approach seems to work well here in New Hampshire, where we've seen a large influx of freedom-loving activists coming here, and many of them supporting candidates or running for office under the R's or the D's, but they're actually principled libertarians running under those labels.
Or independents or whatever, yeah.
Well, they've been running as R's and D's, and as a result of that, they've had actually a chance, and some of them have actually won the election. So, yes, there is something to be said for that particular strategy. And thank you for the call, Jim. We appreciate hearing from you. In fact, speaking of New Hampshire politics, maybe Dennis in New Hampshire, the president of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
No, I serve as director of research.
Okay, director of research for one of the political organizations here in the state that is can, I think, definitely claim some pretty impressive successes. How do you feel about what Jim was saying there?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, any time that, especially if you're in a situation where there is straight ticket voting, if people go in and they know that they're a D or they know that they're an R because their mommy and daddy were, then yeah, there's no way in hell an independent is gonna get much farther than that. If there's not straight ticket voting, you have something of a chance. If your district is real small and that candidate's had an opportunity to personally connect with the majority of voters, then yeah, you got a shot. The only place I know of where that's even theoretically possible and has in fact happened is New Hampshire. So there you go.
So what are you going about tonight?
Well, I was listening to your internet-only show, which is most cool, and you used all those dirty words, which was fun to hear you guys say. And you were talking about the Libertarian Party kind of not doing much and about, you know, political progress in New Hampshire. And I've been crunching some numbers recently. I can't give the complete details away because we are saving that for the Liberty Dinner, but the initial results are in for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's analysis of how the representatives voted over the past year.
Okay,
that's great. It's the report card, and
yeah, you grade
I love
them.
Seeing it. However, you grade on a huge curve for these politicians.
Really?
I think an A is like 85% and up, and a B is 70% and up, and they have to.
Maybe the requirements can become more stringent over time.
Over time, I'm sure they're hoping
that'd
for
be
that.
Nice.
As the students get smarter.
Nice. And technically, it's not a curve. It's just that the bar is low, and an A is 80 or above.
Right. Yeah, a
and
curve mark is where.
Is we want at least some of them to get C's that we think could learn more. It's like if we give all of them F's, then they're all like, oh, you guys suck.
Yeah, you alienate them right off the bat. Yeah,
I agree.
And that's also, just politically, if someone is against us 20% of the time, as far as I'm concerned, I want a whole legislature full of that. And then we can go, you know, what's the next step?
Compared to what we got, I agree.
Yeah. So we've been doing these steps every year, like taking really significant steps, usually toward the next step. There is a long-term vision in play here. Last year was the first year we had enough volunteers that we could actually have read and scored all of the legislation before the first public hearing. And that was huge. That meant you know, the first time a bill comes up in the political process, if it was an important liberty-affecting bill, we could have people there saying, you know, hey, look, here's, you know, here's the libertarian take on what you're doing here. And that's huge. That's that case where someone who is effective at communicating can talk to the three or four committee members who might be on the fence, get them to come over on our side and, you know, maybe kill or pass something real early in the process with just, you know, a quick speech to two or three people, which is cool.
And easier.
Now, this, yeah, it's a heck of a lot easier than getting, you know, a majority out of 400 people, right?
Right.
Now, this year was the first year that we did the gold standard, our voting recommendations for all the reps on the bills of importance that they're voting on that day. And we are the only group out there doing this. Certainly in the state, you don't see anybody else with voting recommendations.
Right.
You know,
so what that means is that here's a sheet that sort of shows, you know, what we recommend you vote on, and then you give them ratings. You're doing this carrot stick sort of scenario, and nobody else is doing it. So that's the only thing they have to look for to get a better grade.
Exactly. And sure, a lot of them will tell you, oh, I don't care about you people, or, you know, or whatever. But now the results are in. And like I say, I can't give all the details, but last couple of years, at most, we would get one or two A-pluses, right? People who...
The superstars.
It's a question of, like, how libertarian are they, right?
Yeah.
They're the radical libertarians that are in the legislature.
And by the way, for the listening audience out there, how many radical libertarians do you have in your state legislature?
You know, Dennis, I'll bet that a lot of them, when you explain some of these things to them, they probably see this whole the issue in a way they never saw before, and I'll bet that's interesting to watch the light go on for them.
And how cool is it that they're the only ones out there doing this? And that's something that we've seen, at least over here in Keene, is that
the only organization doing it. It's the only organization doing it.
Right. Well, the establishment in general is very, very lazy. They're not interested in really doing anything to promote their ideas beyond just enforcing them on people. So, I mean, we've got all the TV shows and you've got your own TV show, Dennis. So we've got radio shows and we've got all the gold standard and all this outreach going on. And I don't know. These other people must be flummoxed as to how to deal with it, because all we ever hear is them complaining about it. That's all they do, is they complain. Well, you need to get these shows off the air.
They're bad.
We're not going to go out and make our own shows to compete. You just should take them off the air. Have you encountered that yet with your show, New Hampshire Capital Access?
I certainly have, in that, you know, the Republicans know that they typically score higher, they agree with us more of the time, and I can get Republicans to come on the show and chat with us.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the Democrats to come on the show and chat with us is much, much harder.
I bet.
You hadn't revealed what you were calling to reveal. You said that you got the numbers in. You said last year it was two reps that got an A+. So
last year was one. Generally it's one or two.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever had three A+s. This year we have 17 A+s.
Time to raise the standards.
17.
Wow.
Wow. Things are changing in New Hampshire.
Also, we also have more A's. What I see is the people who are sort of generally what they would think of themselves as conservative small government people gravitating more towards our positions on kind of every. And the more I deal with the whole political process and these people, the more I see how much it's to do really with personalities and people. Like the political director of the Liberty Alliance right now is a state rep. So all the reps that agree with him generally, they know that he's involved with the Liberty Alliance. The Liberty Alliance passes out the gold standards. They go, oh, yeah, I know Dan, and he seems all right. And his folks say, this is okay, well, that makes sense to me, and they just vote our way.
It's an interesting observation that politics here, because it is more grassroots than elsewhere, is more likely to be based on those relationships as opposed to just sickos getting, you know, elected to the representative because they want to wield power, because there's not really much power to wield in the New Hampshire state legislature with, what, over 400 seats, the third largest citizen legislature in the entire world. It's good to hear about these successes. In fact, I'm going to hold you through, Dennis, if you don't mind, continue here, because not only has what Dennis observed been happening, and that is that there's been a slow shift towards more liberty viewpoints in the state legislature, but I think we might also be seeing better acceptance of true sort of free market voluntarist ideas in the political scene as well. I'll explain coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 28, 2008. Gold, $896.60. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $922.69, $454.50 for half, $227.25 for quarter. That's $922.69, $454.50, and $227.25. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul did not quit. Go to RonPaulFlag.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win and educate yourself about the delegates. Also, go to Feel Great and Get Paid by visiting RonPaulFlags.com. Now you can be healthy and wealthy. So kick the time clock off the wall and make an extra $2,000 to $10,000 a month or more in 6 months. Want to know another little secret? The Granny Warriors take this product and feel great. Speaking of the Granny Warriors, RonPaulFlags.com is selling the world-famous Granny Warriors War Wagon. The minimum bid will be $20,000. This is a national archive. The War Wagon has been signed by Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Jack Blood, Alex Jones, Michael Bodnarik, Arnold Stang, and many others. Original art by Captain American artist. Go to RonPaulFlags.com for more updates. That's RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Support RonPaulFlags.com today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you, so enjoy those on us at Free Talk Live. SACL CII.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CII does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CII. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CII. We go back to Dennis. In New Hampshire, he is involved with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, an excellent group and a very effective group working within the political system here in New Hampshire that has actually managed to see some interesting progress over the last few years. How long has the NHLA been around? What, 3 years now, Dennis?
Actually, I believe 4 years now.
4 years. Okay. And you said last year was the first year that you had enough volunteers to where you could actually have all the volunteers actually read all of the legislation and come up with recommendations on how to vote. You came out with the gold standard for the first time, which is a gold-colored sheet that you hand out. You literally stand there at the entrance to the state house as all the reps are coming in. You hand them this information sheet that gives them the pro-liberty viewpoint, how to vote in a pro-liberty manner on whatever issues are coming out for them to vote on. And so these are great innovations, and they're something that, you know, no one else anywhere in the country is doing right now. And I will sing the praises of, you know, the some sort of political process if it's actually working. And you are actually making it work, Dennis. But it's the activists that are making it work, because you wouldn't be able to do this by yourself. You and five people wouldn't be able to do it. How many people did you have to utilize to burn through all this legislation last year? What are the numbers we're talking about here?
A little over 100 people helped us review the legislation.
Wow.
I did a few.
Yeah, you did a few. In fact, you're a good one, Mark.
Yeah, I try hard.
Yeah. I do occasionally get an email from someone in whatever state, State X, that says, oh, can I get your bill review system? And so I say, you know, sure, here's the PHP code and here's the database stuff, and now your next step is...
Find 100 volunteers.
Every bill, yeah.
So you were talking about how you've seen the shift in that the you also give grades at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is nhliberty.org, the website?
That is correct, nhliberty.org. And if I'm going to pimp, I want to note that these grades that I'm talking about and some of these radical reps that I'm talking about, particularly the ones that are getting things like A's and A pluses, they are likely to be at our Liberty dinner. That kind of segues in with Porkfest. It's not formally a part of Porkfest because we can't be a part of the Free State Project.
Yeah.
Exactly. But anyone going to Porkfest or in the state at that time, you know, should head up to nhliberty.org, take a look at the Liberty dinner. You know, I don't care how jaded you are about politics.
I'm pretty jaded.
Yeah, well, you,
me too.
You may have seen a speech that State Representative Steve Valancourt gave when he was talking about the Real ID bill, because it was videotaped and put up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And his whole speech was about civil disobedience and Henry David Thoreau and all that jazz, and basically telling them, look, you know, you have to defy the federal government. It doesn't matter if they're going to punish you. You know, this is your duty as a patriot. It was good stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and the fact that Emerson and Thoreau are from New Hampshire really do give a they give a different feel to New Hampshire. People can relate to that. The license plate says "Live Free or Die." It's kind of you know, I'm not saying that New Hampshireites really break the mold or anything like that, but it's a little
easier
for them to step outside the citizen
box. The culture of liberty isn't quite as dead here in New Hampshire as it is everywhere else. So you've seen this this procession towards more pro-liberty votes in the New Hampshire State House, and the House hasn't changed in the last 2 years, so the existing representatives have actually changed the way they voted, perhaps as a result of your influence. And you've noticed that it's been more of kind of a personal thing, like, well, so-and-so knows somebody else, and he's a good person, and so therefore I'll vote the way he's voting. It's not so much necessarily that they're voting out of a desire to necessarily control others, though certainly those representatives do exist, and they usually get F's and D's on your report card. But it's an interesting observation. I have to say I've observed similar things, at least generally. I don't have all the evidence to back this up. It's just kind of a case study, personal observation, and that is that when free staters come in here, it's generally a good idea to keep quiet about the fact that you're a free stater. It's generally a good idea to get to know people, and as you say, Dennis, get out into the community and volunteer and, you know, make create relationships with people before they find out that you're a radical, liberty-loving person. And I have to agree with that particular viewpoint. And I would engage in that, you know, similarly, were I in any other position besides talk show host. But I can't, I don't have the luxury of being able to pretend, you know, or I guess pretending's not really the real, the accurate term there. I guess I don't have the luxury to hide from my viewpoints.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. So I'm a talk show host. I talk about liberty, so I might as well be out front and be out about it, which is one of the reasons why I came to Keene, was because there's so much socialism here. I figured, well, it would help counteract that to some extent. And indeed, what I've seen is, as a result of being, you know, a radical and a known radical, that the response around here has, at least from the people in the political establishment, has been friendly, because they don't want to be seen as unfriendly, because that's just the way things are around here. They want to be seen as nice guys. And it's led to having conversations. We had lunch. Mark, you and I, we went out to lunch with a former city councilor, former police detective, Fred Parcells, here in Keene. I spent an hour and a half with him. You'd been to lunch with him before that. And, you know, we talked about issues, and we talked about where we agreed, and he talked to us about the things he didn't quite understand.
And he agreed more this lunch than he did with me previously.
That's where I'm going with this. I've been on the radio recently here in Keene again, and this time I was on for a full 2 hours. Sure, there was, you know, some grumpy old man that said he was boycotting the show. We're never going to make everybody happy. But the callers, if that's any indicator of anything, and it's not really, but the callers were less hostile towards me than they were in the past. And Fred is certainly understanding better where we're coming from. We had Lieutenant Shane Maxfield from the Keene Police Department. We had a great conversation. You know, me, Lawless Ian from Free Talk Live, having a healthy, productive conversation with the police in this town.
When you're trying to convince people of things, they're never going to say, "You're right. I'm wrong."
Sure.
What they're going to do is they're going to take the nuggets of truth that they hear in your message that resonate with them for hours and days afterwards, and they're going to incorporate them as their own, and they're going to say, "This is the idea I had all along."
Yep.
Oh, God, and I heard that interview, and I was just, oh, my God, I was just wincing. It's like, you're right, Ian, you did dive right into the whole, "Well, first we got to privatize the police force." This is like, oh, God.
Marketize. Privatize suggests that you're going to take the government police force and turn it over to a private company. But marketize doesn't have, I don't think, that same baggage. But, yeah, I mean, what an amazing response. And you know, certainly there are some people that are upset that I'm getting all of this airtime, but it seems to be working well. I mean, Lieutenant Maxfield, the like one of the top guys in the police department, like I think he's third from the top here, the gentleman that we had on that show, and you can download the interview at freekeen.com if you haven't heard it yet, but he is in a serious agreement with us on a whole lot of things. This is a guy who...
Fred Parcells says that the drug war is lost.
Right. Lieutenant Maxfield is against the war on drugs. He's afraid to join LEAP at this point, but he's against it. And so this is really, I think, helping forge some really interesting bridges and relationships. And I've seen that progression towards they're coming our direction, Dennis, even with a radical like me. It's amazing.
Oh, politics is all about personal relationships.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. And keep up the good work out there. New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those, including updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com. And get on it for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is coming up real soon here. It's June 9th through the 15th. Porkfest, you'll be able to expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations, tour New Hampshire on special FSP bus tours, or on your own. That's, let's see.
Porkfest.com.
I can't read this scribbling stuff that you got here. I'm sorry. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
800-259-9231. Talking about the shifting that we're seeing happen here in New Hampshire, and it's happening pretty quickly, I think. I mean, all things considered, Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance saying that he's seen a definite shift in the liberty, the likeliness of existing state representatives to vote for liberty, and that's the existing set. There's going to be a whole new set elected this year. It's every 2 years here in New Hampshire, so hopefully we'll elect some extra ones here if the political system is working, and it does seem to work a little better here than in other places.
The reason the political systems don't work is power that, you know, is available, and there are 400 people in the New Hampshire House, so therefore there's not much power available.
The senators are much more dangerous.
They are, and therefore you've got to watch out that much more.
Yeah.
But at the very least, the mechanisms for stealing an election aren't in place for the representatives, so they're less likely to be in place for the senators,
right,
and that kind of thing. So I think that, you know, we just have a it's just better in New Hampshire in that respect.
So we've seen some even some progress in the political system. So for those of you that are into politics, there's some success there for you. You can get involved here and actually not burn out maybe as fast. And also in the marketplace, we've also seen some success, as I was pointing out. In my interviews that I've had on the air, I've guest hosted twice now on a local talk show here in Keene, New Hampshire called Talkback. And the first time it was like almost all hostile callers. There were some that called in to back me up. But this time around, even though some of the callers were the same, they weren't as hostile as they were the first time. And what's really great is that I didn't have to go and beat around anybody's bush to get these interviews. They were given to me simply because the people here who are in the system are curious about Free State Project members, and they're curious about libertarians.
Well, they know that they're active, and wouldn't it be great to have these people active for my campaign? What do I got to do to make these people active for me?
Well, if they get
because the politicians, they to some extent, they just care about winning.
Yeah.
You know, there's power and all that other stuff, but there's not that much power here locally, and they just want, it's kind of, to some extent, a popularity contest. What do I got to do to be more popular?
Do you also think that maybe they're being more receptive because they see that they voted the D's into office, nothing has changed in Washington, the war is still going on, still being funded. So,
who knows? I don't know what their motivations are. I'm not sure about that. I won't speculate there. But I do know that I mentioned Lieutenant Maxfield. He's one of the top dogs in the police department here. He has said, from my understanding, that, you know, he's a listener to the show. I believe he listens on the nights that we aren't even on the air in Keene. So, great. I mean, whatever your motivation is, if you just want to know more or learn more, just keep listening. I mean, that's the best thing you can possibly do. Stay tuned. Watch more Free Minds TV at freemindstv.com. Listen to Gardner Goldsmith over at libertyconspiracy.com. And keep hitting yourself with this message, and eventually it'll make more and more sense over time, and you won't be able to deny the power and the truth to the pro-liberty message.
Individually, issues and looking at freedom on a case-by-case basis, it can be difficult to look at issues. For instance, we were just talking about the what to do in child welfare cases where it's the really extreme case where the parents are, you know, beating the kids daily, keeping them in cages, and having sex with them. Well, yeah, like, liberty doesn't make sense on that particular issue, but if you look at it on a whole and as an aggregate, it does make sense, and it's a significantly better system than what we have today.
It always makes, liberty always makes more sense than institutionalized coercion, where everyone is threatened.
Well, that's
and
right.
Everyone is hurt.
That's right, because when you are always in liberty, you're always going to have those isolated cases, but when you institutionalize.
And we still have them today.
Yeah, and we do. We do, but when you institutionalize coercion at that central level, when that goes bad, which it always does, everybody suffers.
I just think it's great that these conversations are happening here in New Hampshire. People like me aren't getting on the radio anywhere else in anybody else's hometown. Those interviews aren't happening. Nobody in Sarasota, Florida is curious. Nobody in Sarasota, Florida's city government is curious about what those libertarians are thinking.
They don't even respond to emails, the bureaucrats. I mean, the only time you can even get them to respond to emails is when they're trying to get elected, and they say things like, we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Right, and maybe they're just trying to understand us, but whatever, I don't know what their motivations are, but it doesn't matter, because it's not that. It's not like we're going to go into these interviews or we're going to sit down to these lunches with these folks, and they're nice people. They really are very nice. It's not like we're going to sit down and then be convinced to all of a sudden start supporting the state. We are rooted in our support of liberty, individual freedom, and that's not going away. That's not going to lessen. So what these people who are part of the state, the government people, and the supporters of government need to come to terms with and come to grips with is that things are changing. They are in the process of changing in a way that mankind has never truly experienced. We're evolving to a truly voluntary order, a voluntary society. We're shifting away from the authoritarian model of government, and we're moving towards a voluntary model of interaction between human beings. It's inevitable. It's the next step in mankind's evolution, as far as I'm concerned. And if they can come to understand that, and they can come to understand that more people are coming here, people like me, there may only be 20 of us, this old grumpy old man called the week before I came on the show and was like, I'm boycotting your show. I'm not tuning in next week because you're having that lawless miscreant on the air. And there's only 20 of them here. Why are you giving them this kind of attention? Well, there may be 20 here now.
Shoot, if you could get 20 activists in any in a town the size of Keene, 20 activists, is a huge block.
Yeah, but there's going to be more than that. There'll probably end up being, you know, 200 of them here eventually.
He just doesn't want to hear it. So
sure.
What?
Oh, I understand that. But look, you either will get with the program.
Or die.
Or, you know, or die, or move out of the area. Because we're not going to stop. It's over for you government people.
Yep.
It's just that, you know, you're going to have some time left to rule over others and, you know, give some friends some benefits and punish your enemies. You can keep that going for a little while longer, but the more people that come here, the more we talk about liberty, the more this message gets spread, the weaker and weaker the state will become.
And the younger people here, you know, the younger people everywhere are seeing that the government fails. They're seeing that the government, you know, isn't helping them. It's the older people that want the government because they believe the government's going to do something good, and mostly the government doesn't go after the older people. Not as much.
It's true.
If you're old and white, you're not going to have as much trouble.
And a lot of the older people I meet is still glorify FDR, the guy who locked up 120,000 Japanese immigrants, children, women, old people, and locked them up for World War II.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're on the way out. I mean, you just have to come to grips with it. If you're a statist, if you're a pro-government person listening to this right now, understand that if you're in New Hampshire, your time is running out. So you should start planning now to move out.
Go to Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
It's going the
houses.
Right, it's going the right direction for you, and the vast majority of you want to go in there.
Cheap
anyway.
Houses. Go. Great time to buy a house in Florida, as a matter of fact.
A lot for sale down there.
So you know, come to grips with it. Either come on board, understand liberty, and join us. Or don't get in the way, because change is going to happen. And it's not going to be violent on our part. We're going to convince people one by one, change the hearts and minds of people here in New Hampshire and hopefully around the country and around the world as a result, because we'd like to be that beacon of liberty again, to actually be that free place, that one free place that people can look to say, yeah, that freedom stuff works. We should have some of that here. You know, that's the idea. And the more people that we get coming here, the more influential we'll become. And the faster it's going to happen, which is why I encourage all of you who noticed the just awful thing that happened over the weekend at the Libertarian Party's National Convention, where they elected a non-libertarian as their presidential nominee. Everybody who's fed up with the Libertarian Party, all the people that are withdrawing their support from the Libertarian Party this week, take that support you were giving to the Libertarian Party and join the Free State Project. Send a few bucks. If you're sending monthly money to the Libertarian Party, send a few bucks to Free Talk Live's AMP. We'll get on 300, 600 radio stations. What's the Libertarian Party doing? Running Bob Barr as a candidate? Talk about a flash in the pan. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain, enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for $3 a month. It's what I was hinting at a few moments ago when we were talking about the fallout that the Libertarian Party is experiencing. Inevitably, we only know it simply because people have said things to us that they're upset. It's been the last straw, the fact that the Libertarian Party has nominated Bob Barr, who is by no means even close to being a libertarian. He doesn't even reach the level of he's not even close to Ron Paul, and Ron Paul wasn't really a pure, true libertarian. Ron Paul's like 98%. Bob Barr maybe is like 50%, 60%. I don't even know, but it's not even anywhere close to libertarian quality. And so a lot of people are upset, and they're going to pull their support from the Libertarian Party, and a lot of people are going to feel lost. They're not going to know what to do. I know how it is. I was there. After burning out down in Florida, or getting close to becoming burned out. I never really truly burned out because I found the Free State Project. After getting close to burning out and spending so much time and effort and money on promoting the Libertarian Party, it was all for naught. It was all just it seemed like a big waste. I realize it wasn't a total waste because we did uncover some pretty great activists who are now Free State Project members. The publisher of the Liberty Sentinel down in Florida, Neil Connor, he's a Free State Project member, and I found him at the Sarasota County Fair. But needle in a haystack, I did manage to find a few. But for the most part, it was money down the drain and time down the drain. And so I know where you are. I've been there. And the Free State Project is the solution, because the Libertarian Party isn't going to get anywhere anytime soon, anywhere else. That's what all the elections show. That's where all the evidence points to. There's too much infighting. It's a political organization. And the solution for liberty in our lifetime is to get here to New Hampshire and join liberty activists together in one place where we can finally make a stand for liberty. It's what's happening now, and it can be better with you as a part of it. And if you can't do that for whatever reason, then send us some bucks. And if you can do it, send us some bucks anyways. And join the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. We can do it via any major credit card or PayPal. There's alternative options like money orders to get some money into Free Talk Live so we can reinvest it into the show and get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country and maybe even around the world. I've actually got a signed agreement here. I don't know if they've gotten us on yet, but I've got a signed agreement from a station in Trinidad.
And Tobago.
And Tobago, or Tobago, yeah.
What? I mean, Free Talk Live in other countries?
Yeah.
How many other talk radio shows can say that? They call us, right?
They call that out of the blue.
It's crazy.
Came into my email box. So
we were on an American Samoa for a little while, too, weren't we?
It was a pirate station.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I'll take what I can get.
But we're getting on more stations. We've got WFLA in Tampa coming on this weekend. I've got another station in Arkansas that's just signed an agreement. We can't announce them yet till next month, but they're coming on.
It's really happening, and yeah. I know that people find it difficult to believe that their little $3 a month matters, but the fact is, your $3 a month really does matter, and it really does help us get on these stations.
Right, and if we get on more stations, it means more new people coming across the message of freedom and liberty for the first time. Also, many people who may come across it for the second or third time and who have perhaps been burnt out and haven't heard about the Free State Project and don't even know that all this exciting stuff is going on here in New Hampshire, and we help bring that message to people. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the Amp Only Call-In Lines chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there. At amp.freetalklive.com. Or you could throw some money at a politician and see how that does for you. Let's go to Zach in South Carolina on the Amp line. Hello, Zach. Zach in South Carolina going once. Zach going twice. 800-259-9231. All right, Wayne, you've got a story out of Freedom's Phoenix.
Yes, it's a link, but actually the story is from this Monday's Huffington Post.
Oh, okay.
Where Will Mary interviewed Mike Huckabee and asked him a bunch of questions and you know, what went wrong for him in the election. And I guess Mike Huckabee's coming out with a book talking about the direction America's going into. But what's really telling and interesting about this is when they get down to the question about what can the party do to reverse course. And that's what gets interesting. And here's he says, Republicans need to be Republicans. The greatest threat to classic Republicanism is not liberalism. It's this new brand of libertarianism, which is social liberalism and economic conservatism, but it's a heartless, callous, soulless type of economic conservatism because it says, look, we want to cut taxes and eliminate government. If it means the elderly people won't get their Medicare drugs, so be it. If it means little kids go without education and health care,
now hold on a second.
So
rewriting history.
Wouldn't you expect? Yes. Wouldn't you expect to hear these objections out of a so-called liberal?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, you want to starve the poor and hurt old people? No, we want to help people that need help on a voluntary basis. You don't need a bunch of bureaucrats deciding how to spend your money to help people.
He's just a big authoritarian that wants government on both sides. He wants some government on social issues, and he wants big government on economic issues.
Well, he claims it's
he wants to kill a bunch of brown people.
He claims it's not historical republicanism.
He's wrong. He's rewriting history. And people just believe this kind of crap. Oh yeah, Mike Huckabee loves Jesus. He must be right.
That's right. He says historic republicanism does not hate government. It's just there to be as little of it as there as possible. Now, didn't somebody named Ronald Reagan, who had enough votes to become president, say that government wasn't the solution? It was the problem.
You know, and wouldn't the vast majority of Republicans say that Social Security is a failure and that people should be able to opt out? Wouldn't the vast majority of Republicans say that that welfare is a failure and people should not have to pay for that? You know, all kinds of things. I don't understand what he's talking about.
And didn't Ron Paul say that if we cut all the waste overseas, that we could actually tide these old people over and let them live out their lives on what's in place now, and then gradually wean the future generations off into independence?
He sure did.
Yes, he did. So how is he coming and saying this stuff? It's fear-mongering at its worst.
Yep.
There's more, though, right?
Yes, let's see. Oh, he says, if you have a breakdown in the social structure of a community, it's going to result in a more costly government, police on the streets, prison beds, court costs, alcohol abuse centers, domestic violence shelters, they're all very expensive. But what's the answer to that? Cut them out? Well, the libertarians say, yes, we shouldn't be funding that stuff. But what you've done is exacerbate a serious problem in your community. You can take the cops off the streets and just quit funding prison beds. Are your neighborhoods safer?
Well,
is it a better place to live?
He's being turned into the guy that goes after Ron Paul. He's got nothing to lose at this point by going after Ron Paul. So he's going after the Ron Paul message. They see what happened. They do not want to see that happen to the Republican Party. They want to be able to tell their lies about small government and never have anyone call them on the carpet on it. And they're getting called and they don't like it.
That's right. And why is it that we're incarcerating more people than any other country in the world?
Well, I'm not incarcerating anyone.
Precious prison beds and things he's talking about here.
You mean the government?
Yes.
Right.
It's insane. Now, he does make a good point here where he says, with his experience in Arkansas, there were a lot of so-called conservatives who said, let's cut the budget, but then they wanted to add prison sentences, and they wanted to eliminate parole, and they wanted to have harsher sentences for crimes. And he'd say, okay, that's fine, but it's going to be expensive, so which do you want? Because you can't have both. Now, I do agree with him on that.
Sure, I agree that unfunded mandates suck on both sides of the aisle.
Well, you can have both if the government's not handling prisons. You can, if the market's handling prisons, then you cut the budget in that the government isn't handling that anymore, and the marketplace handles it as is necessary to put away whoever you need to put
and
away.
And that can be done.
Violent people.
That can be done without the problem, without marketizing the entire judicial system. A judge could just give somebody a sentence, and then that person would choose, well, where do I want to do my time? And the different prisons would compete in order to get their the convicts, because somebody would have to pay for the convicts to be there and that kind of thing. The convicts would want to work. They'd want to get better conditions to live in.
Yep.
All these things.
So he's presenting a false choice. I mean, he's suggesting that the choice is we either have government handle all these things or society falls to pieces. And it's just absolute nonsense. And we've seen issue after issue, proof positive, that government involvement in any area always results in the same thing. It results in unintended consequences, frequently resulting in the opposite of the original intentions for the program. As you touched on earlier, Wayne, it always results in the government expanding its purview. It might have originally intended to only do one, two, or three things, but it ends up doing 30 things. It does them all poorly. It does them inefficiently.
And it forces people to pay for them.
Yep, and there's absolutely nothing that it can do that it can't be done better in the marketplace, all on a voluntary basis. We need to go unscreened here to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Zach in South Carolina.
Zach, you've got the last 20 or 30 seconds. Go, sir.
Oh, I just wanted to add a few things to the list to get better gas mileage that you guys were talking about the other night.
Oh, please. Go ahead.
Driving around 55 or 60 does do a lot better. I've done both that and around 80 on long trips, and it does make a big difference.
It does, okay.
Also, driving without AC as much as possible and reducing the actual weight that's in the car. So that's a great deal, though.
All good points, Zach, and thank you very much for that one. Yeah, if you can go without the air conditioning, then that's probably
and
a
quit
one.
Carrying around that crap that's in your trunk. If you're just carrying around a bunch of stuff, don't drag 2 5-gallon buckets of paint around with you, for God's sake.
Points. All right, it's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We're back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Once.